Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on out there? V's After Dark Radio Land. You know what time it is. It's 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right on the button. And I am not muted, which is great. So it's now time for another exciting edition of the quickest sports talk radio show on the internet. It's Askman's V Sports. I'm, of course, the man himself, your host, James Acevedo. And I have the CEO of Ms. V Toy Pleasure Products, and of course the boss of this V's After Dark Radio Lands, the one and only, the very beautiful, multi-talented Ms. V, the Toy Lady. Hello.
Hello, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, well, you know, Sierra was working the boards last night, so we had fun.
Oh, how did that go, by the way? I didn't get a chance to listen. Did everything went okay?
That went good.
That's good. Because I know last week I had to screen somebody when we did the show. I think it was the same person from the week before. I had to tell them, like, listen, sorry, we don't take calls, but you can listen.
Actually, we didn't have to screen nobody last night. Nobody called in. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I know last week I had to do that. It probably was I think it might have been the same person from the week before last, too. And I had to tell them, so yeah, I mean, you can listen to the show on here if you want. I mean, but we ain't taking no calls, unfortunately. But you go in the chat room, da-da-da, and then he hung up.
Because they really want to say shit. I have very little sports news to talk about, and I'm going to tell you why. The reason why little to talk about is because I really haven't been paying attention to shit. I mean, I know that the Pistons got rid of some people and that the Lions let go of Jaquill Bill. But aside from that, I've had other things that are way more important going on. Plus, I'm still recovering from the toy party. So, you know.
By the way, since we last talked, how did that go when we went off the air last Friday?
I was freezing my ass off. I was so damn cold. And, so it's cold here, so anybody who didn't hear the show on Friday, I did my toy party. I had a toy party that I was asked to do, and for anybody who knows that I'm really friendly to the LBGT community. So they asked me to do a toy party for them, and it was actually a I don't know what you would call it, but it was not per se your regular toy party. It was more of a icebreaker and a get to know you session because the people that I know are counselors in that community. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was an icebreaker to try to get the girls out and, you know, to see what they wanted and what help they needed and, you know, what they were looking for. But, I mean, the good thing is that, you know, I'm glad that I am known as one of the people who are friendly to the community, who I don't judge, I don't care, you know, I'm going to say what I say, you know, and it works to my favor because when I was there, you know, I didn't know it, but the supervisor who was there at the party actually I call him my son because he calls me mom. He was my daughter's prom date, so he doesn't call me anything but mom. Okay, that's all. He's not comfortable yelling Miss V. You know, he's like, you mom. I'm not calling you Miss V. You're mom. And I mean, as long as I've known him, you know, that's how he's always talked to me. He's also my makeup artist. So that's the Dexter. My makeup artist. And for anybody who saw the V's After Dark calendar, he did the hair and makeup for that entire calendar.
Nice.
You know.
So kudos to him. Yes.
We have a very good rapport, but his boss told him that she wants me to host some more parties because she really likes the way I interact. And, you know, that I ask them what they want. You know, I don't assume that they want something. And that's how I am. And like I said, that whole, you know, the community knows me. They know that who am I? I I look at it like this. Who am I to judge anybody?
Absolutely.
Because there's a saying, and it's a very old saying that says, for every one finger you point out, there's four pointing back at you. So if you're pointing the finger at somebody saying, shame on you, or this, this, this. Well, last time I checked, none of us were, there's not even one perfect person in this world, and they're no longer here. So since I know I'm not that one, I don't have to agree with people do, but I definitely am not in a position to judge somebody. And that's the best way to put it, and I think that's what people don't look at. You don't have to agree with it.
Exactly.
But it's not your place to judge either, because I'm sure that there are people who would say, James, you can't believe you're on radio. Why the hell you look free? That bitch ain't tan you. She out of Detroit. I bet she got money hand over heels, you know. I'm serious. I'm sure that, you know.
I'm laughing because that's true. There's a lot of people saying that shit.
If they only knew, okay? If they really only knew.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
They making money hand over heels.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And, I don't, it's just different. You know, if speaking for myself, I love doing this. If I didn't love doing this, I wouldn't be doing it. It's that simple. Now, would I like to get paid for it? Of course, but I understand the situation that we're not talking about over the air.
Right, but you know, the whole thing, but like I said, I use that as an example because I know there are some people who might be listening. No, this bitch is not making money hand over heels. My day job takes care of this company. I'm blessed to have a very good paying day job. Let's get that clear.
Yeah.
I also, because of my day job, I support a lot of damn people off my day job.
Yes.
You know, I just don't support me. I support a lot of damn people.
You
know what I do?
I think there's a
sign that says ATM machine on me or somewhere, you know.
the thing, that's funny, the thing about it is, you know, I love doing this. And Ms. V was the first one to really, well, I've been on internet radio before, but as a co-host, but totally different circumstance, where Ms. V is a little different because she's more established and she believes in my talents, obviously, otherwise I wouldn't be here for the last 2 years, which I can't believe.
No, you wouldn't believe me, you wouldn't.
Trust me. If you know Ms. V, if you know Ms. V, which is, she's pretty much like me in a sense that, if we think you suck, we're going to tell you you suck. nothing personal, but we will tell you you suck. You know, if you don't.
You haven't listened to the interview, have you? You've got to go listen to it.
So, you know, that's part of it. I always appreciate. And and of course, it's always been talk of, obviously, if there was opportunity that we could make money off it, of course, she would have no problem doing that for me. Because she really believes in my talent, and that's why I've always appreciated. So, you know, and the main thing is there hasn't been no bullshit. You know, we never had since day one. We've never had a, and that's the truth. We never had listen, we need to talk. you know what you said about my guest. You know, we never had that interaction or like a big ado, like there was some major behind the scenes. We've had a great working relationship. We really have. That's
speaking of the dudes and stuff going on behind the scenes, you've got to listen to last night's show because Sierra got me so damn good, I was ready to scream.
Oh my god!
And she even told me she was like, you were so hard to get. Oh my god! And apparently it came all out in my voice, and she was like, I'm just joking with you. She's like, you were so hard to get because normally you know when I'm joking with you. And I was like, yeah, because you really got me that time.
Wow.
And she got me good.
This is a good radio cross promotion here. So everybody check that out.
She got me good last night. And she's right. I was getting ready to go to hell off. And I could give you a little bit of what happened. You know that she's been talking about going to Chicago and all of this.
Okay.
And you know. And you know, she said that, hey, Miss V, I'm going to let you know so you come hang in Chicago. She tells me last night, well, you know I'm going to be in Chicago next week. And apparently I went from normal me to, nah, you ain't told me. What's your problem? I didn't realize I did it that quick. And And she was over there, she was rolling in her damn bed, I bet. Just rolling. Because she knew. And if anybody knows how me and Sierra are, you know, we're not just hosts on the radio, we're actual friends. So, you know, it's like, you know, and she was like, yeah, that was the, bitch, why you telling me this shit on the air? You could have told me this in private. You don't broadcast this shit to the world and you ain't told me. I was like, damn, she got me. And she was rolling. Her ass was rolling so damn hard. I'm like, oh, Payback is a mug. I was like, watch, Payback is a mug. This is going to be a minute, but I'm going to get her back for that because, you know, I hate getting mad on the air, especially when it's with somebody, you know, one of my friends and somebody I love, and I didn't realize I had went 360 that quick, and I guess it was just like, boom. And she, her ass is rolling about it, like, this shit's funny, you know.
So like, wait a minute, I thought we were going to meet. Shit.
That shit was. Like I said, she got me good, though, you know. There was no harm in it, but it was just that I really did not realize how quick the tone of my voice changed. And her ass was a-rolling about it because she was like, damn, I got you. Because, you know, she said stuff like that before to me, and I'd be like, yeah, whatever, you know, okay. And be done with it. And for whatever reason, I guess last night my mind did not hear the joking in it or not thinking because I'm like, you were supposed to send me a text message, da 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 da, and it was like, boom. I was like, oh, shit. You know, it was almost like, fuck me on the radio. You getting ready to have
Well, I hope you be able to meet up with her like you did last year. That'd be cool.
She's not. I mean, she's going to Chicago, but it's not going to be next week because I'm like, I have to prepare for stuff like this.
No, absolutely, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. You're talking about that. Like, that's why you.
And like I said, a lot of people don't realize me and Sierra are really friends. So
yeah.
I think that sometimes they hear us on the air and don't realize, no, we're really friends. You know, like, I'm the bitch who's been to her house. I'm the bitch who could tell you what that damn Sex in the City closet looks like. I'm the one who's eaten at her house. Mm-hmm. You know, all of that, you know, where there's not a whole lot of people that you meet that you could say, hey, this is, you know, we done hung in Chicago. I done hung at her house, you know.
Yeah.
That's a rarity, especially at our age. You know, when you're younger, stuff like that happens. But when you get to our age, and I'm talking about you too, we just don't get, you know, stuff like that just don't really happen, you know, not at our age. You know, so when you get somebody like that that you really click with, it's like, boom. But yes, her ass got me good. I don't know when I'm going to get her back.
I mean, you know, we actually are good friends too, but the only unfortunate thing is we never met yet in person.
That's because it costs money to come to damn New York. Why do you gotta fucking live in New York? I mean, my job don't even send me to New York. Okay, and let's explain to everybody the reason why. I mean, I catch the train to Chicago, and so I happen to see that Sierra was in Chicago, and it's just a train ride to Chicago.
Yeah,
I know that people don't associate Detroit with the train, but I could have drove there, but why drive when I could catch the damn train and be relaxed? I was able to sleep on the train back home, you know.
Yeah, less,
it's
bullshit.
A five-hour train ride, but it was worth it. Honestly, I really, really appreciated it, and it was well worth it, so I have no regrets on that. You know, so I say real quick, I really, really love that. But it's like, but then my job sent me to where Sierra lives. So it's like the first time I went, I couldn't hang because I was there quick and left. But then the second time I went, you know, I went hanging. So
yeah.
It's one of those things like where people be tripping.
Especially when you experienced the first go around, you were like, fuck that. The next time I'm going, and I'm there a longer period of time, I'm going to hang out with my homegirl. That's what you did. So that's exactly what you basically did.
And then, like I said, now, if you were someplace so I could catch the train real quick, or then my job would send me.
I know. I understand.
I mean, now, Now get this. I can volunteer. Now get this. They have all these different places, and I won't say what it is because then people don't know who I work for. But I have all these different places I can go, and like I can actually go to Miami for 3 months. But you're not in Miami.
Not bad though, Miami.
And I'm still, you know what? If I did not have dogs, I looked at that and I was like, damn, if I didn't have dogs 3 months in my, especially I would be leaving like March 1st. So I'm like, damn, if I didn't have dogs,
oops,
you know, and then also it was, well, I'm still here.
Okay.
And then also I would have to adjust my work schedule because I looked at it and I'm like, you know, I want to go because it's really good experience, but I don't want to go because I can't leave my dogs. Now, if they told me I could take my dogs with me, I think it would be different. But like I tell people, I love my dogs. I can be, I'll leave for 2 weeks away from my dog. 3 months, that's just
too much. Even a month is too much. You know, away from your dog.
You know,
so
lot,
even 2 weeks is a
little
too much.
A lot of people might not understand, you know, but I do love the hell out of my dogs. And that's 3 months of my house being empty, you know, and people forget when you travel like that, you still have to pay your bills. So, like, the one thing, I wouldn't have to worry about my mortgage because my mortgage is paid automatically. But then it's like everything else, I already have to remind myself to pay my damn bills. I was so mad. I paid, like, two or three bills late this week. Not because I wanted to, but because I fucking forgot to pay them. So, you know, them damn late fees will kick your ass.
Damn. Sounds like you have a lot on your mind for you to forget that.
Oh, believe me. I'm like, fuck. I'm going to talk about sports. I can't ever. Why are these folks going to name their kids regular fucking names? You know.
Thank you.
Jacquel Bell. And he was a really good player, but he had a shitty year last year, so, you know, he's gone. And if I fucked up his name, I really apologize, but I'm sorry. That's why my children have regular names, you know, names that you can pronounce, you know, names that you don't have to say, how the hell do you pronounce that? And I'm not trying to be funny, but black people, this is why your children don't get jobs.
It's not to be funny. That's actually a fact. There's corporations
and
that go by your name and
in the chat room. But I just gotta say, I think that's Sierra just called in, so I'm not sure. You could probably see better than me. But I'm like, you know, why people gotta, you know, just give your children some, like Calvin Johnson has an easy name. Calvin Johnson.
Yeah.
There's nothing hard about that.
Very simple.
Very easy.
Two-syllable name.
Very easy.
Yeah.
You know, Herman Moore, very easy.
Yes.
So when you start giving me these names I can't pronounce, and you're supposed to be a United States citizen, and I'm not talking about Ngata, because Ngata is actually, like, Hawaiian. And but I'm saying for black people, and I'm going to specifically say black people, you know, if I can't pronounce your name, and I think that if I need a college degree to pronounce your child's name, because when I read it, I still can't pronounce it. You might want to go back to the Bible, honey, you know. And I'm not saying all names have to be biblical, because my name is not a biblical name. My daughter's name is not a biblical name. I don't even think my son's name is a biblical name. But my children and myself have names that you can pronounce. What I will say is my regular name. A lot of people think I'm a man with it. I don't know why, but I've heard that there's a lot of men. When I went to the military, I kid you not, I went to the military, they were looking for me. They were looking for me 2 weeks, and they were looking for a guy. And I was like, that person is me. And they were like, what? You know, so for 2 weeks in boot camp, technically they said I was AWOL. You know, for anybody who doesn't understand what that means, the worst thing you want to be is to sign up for the military and then go AWOL. And what gets me is how the hell you didn't know I was there. I don't know where they thought this bitch came from. That's what I didn't understand. So that was the confusing part to me, because I'm there for 2 weeks. But you're talking about this person that you're looking for. But when I tell you I'm that person, you ain't put two and two together that you really ain't missing nobody. That's the only shit that got me. You know.
Interesting.
But remember, in the military, they only call you by your last name. So they probably thought 4 or 5 if I had my last name, I don't have a common last name. And that's the other funny thing. My last name is not a name that everybody has, especially the spelling of it. So I'm like, come on now, because I have to correct people on how to spell my last name. So not only do I have a not common first name, I also don't have a very common last name.
Interesting.
You know, what I used to be a common last name, and I just give people a hint. I was one of the colors that come in the crayon box. I wasn't a weird color. That's what my last name used to be.
Oh,
and then I came back to my regular name. Actually, all of my names are like colors in the crayon box, you know, and which is kind of funny. So,
yeah.
And I always tell people, you know, go open up a crayon box, you can find one of my names. My mother always tells me, she's like, oh, when you get married again, are you going to marry this color and this color and this color? Because literally, I have this thing about people with last names that have colors of crayons. You have the crayons that actually come in the traditional Crayola crayon box.
Green, brown.
Yellow, white, you know, part of colors, you know.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, see, we're always all over the place when it comes to when we do shows. It's what we do.
Yeah, because Jacquel Bill, he's gone, and then the Pistons that bought 2 players to pick up a player from Miami. And the player they picked up is like 23 years old, and he's saying how he wants to be a role model, which I love to hear a 23-year-old talk like that, because that means that he wants to come take charge.
Is the gentleman's name Tobias Harris? Is that the person you're talking about?
I believe so.
Because I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, Tobias Harris is great.
And he spoke at the press conference, and he said how he wants to do what they want him to do, and he wants to win, and he wants to be a role model. And I'm like, damn, you 23 talking like this? They need you. Because 23-year-olds don't talk like that, which means that he's looking to be a future leader. At least that's what he's saying. And the one thing that when Ben Wallace got his number retired, he was speaking, Chauncey Billups, because they've been retiring a whole lot of numbers. Chauncey Billups, when he got his number retired, he was speaking, and he said that the reason why they went to the championship because they were a team. There was nobody trying to promote their own brand. It was all about the team. And I think that when he made that comment, that was a very poignant point that nowadays people are so busy trying to promote their brand that they forgot that at the end of the day, brands don't win championships. Teams do. And if you're not playing as a team, you're not going to win.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I really like the way he said that because, like I said, I haven't watched the Pistons in years, probably since Ben Wallace played. Because when you had Ben Wallace and Rasheed Wallace, as crazy as Rasheed Wallace was, Rasheed Wallace was like the milder version of the worm. And for those y'all who don't know who the worm is, we're talking about Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
Rasheed Wallace wasn't as bad as Dennis, but, you know, he was a little out there, you know.
Yeah, but definitely a better all-around player than Dennis Rodman, because Dennis Rodman was just a rebounder. Wallace could shoot long range, you know, he could shoot down low, you know, rebound. So he was a very good player. Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not dissing him, but when you look at that championship team in, I believe it was 2004, the players kind of mirrored the Bad Boys when you look at it.
A little bit.
So, you know, that team kind of mirrored the Bad Boys of the 89 season, you know, as far as how the players were set up and the things that they did, because they were a team. You know, you had the two Wallaces on there, but the whole thing is that you had a team. And even with Chauncey Billups, you had a team. And like they said, they have really lost that team concept. It's all about, oh, I'm promoting my brand. I'm trying to get my name on the shoe. I got to go talk to Nike. I got to go talk to Spalding. I got to go talk to Converse. I got to go talk to Adidas. I got to go talk to somebody, you know. And your brand ain't shit if you're on a shitty team, okay? And if you're so worried about your brand that you're not worried about what you're really there for is to play the game, then at the end of the day, you've lost it. So the Pistons are starting to play better after he said that. I'm hoping that it sticks. I'm hoping that these moves that they made, because in all actuality, I would like to want to go to a game. I am a basketball fan, but I'm sorry, bitch ain't driving an hour and a half from her house to go watch this goddamn game to watch these motherfuckers lose, okay? I'm just going to keep it real.
Yeah, just keep it real like that.
I'm not going to do it.
I hear you, what you're saying. So the Pistons traded Brandon Jennings, and here we go with the names again, like you were just saying. Ershan Ilyasova. Oh, my God. And the Pistons got Tobias Harris, if I'm pronouncing his first name correctly. That's what Ms. V is talking about, what I see here. That's the trade.
You know, so that was the trade, and like I said, they're already playing better, you know.
There was another trade that the Pistons made that they got Donatas. Oh, these names. Jesus Christ. This is a white guy. Donatas. It's a foreign dude. Donatas Motiejuanas. What the hell? They got him and Marcus Thornton from the Rockets, and the Pistons traded to the Rockets Joel Anthony and a first-round pick in this year's draft. So hopefully we were speaking about the right person the first time. But I think it has to be the first one, right? We were talking about, right?
I was talking about the first one. I didn't know about the second one because there wasn't no white dudes involved in the one I was talking
about. So it has to be the first person I named, you know, the homeboy Tobias Harris, you know, the first trade. Yeah. They made two trades, the Pistons. Your Pistons made two trades. Okay.
They're really trying to make, you know, some good moves. And then with the Lions, Jaquel Bill has been released, which freed up, I think they said, $1.5 million or $1 million for them to use.
I got a question.
Let's put it out there. My man has not made the announcement yet.
That's why I was going to
And like
get
I told
to
everybody, that it's still not out that. There. So I wish motherfuckers would keep their mouth shut, because guess what? He ain't saying shit yet. He ain't said yay, and he ain't said nay.
Now, let me ask you this question, besides one of the reasons being because he's really thinking about this big-time decision, which really affects his life. Do you think he's waiting on Peyton Manning to announce his retirement first before he says it, or has nothing to do with that? Okay.
That has nothing to do with it. I think that he's consulting with his family. I think he's looking at – and the moves that the Lions are making, I think he's also looking at what the team is, because if the team dynamics change to a point where maybe you'll have a better defense or a better offense next year, you know, these are the things that, you know, it's not just about him. He's looking at maybe, you know, maybe they might get to the playoffs. So he's looking at these offseason moves that are being made before he makes his decision, and you got to commend him. He's not coming out like some of these motherfuckers say, I'm through with it. He's really, truly thinking versus what everybody wanted him to do is say, fuck y'all, I'm done.
Yeah.
You know, he's truly, and he's being quiet about it, which tells me that he's truly weighing everything. And I really think if I were him, I'm not a man, so I'm going to speak from the female perspective, me only, that if I were in a position where I had to think about my injuries and my future, but I also loved what I did, I would be looking at the moves that my team was making, you know, to see what they were doing. You know, if maybe some of the people that they're letting go and bringing in are going to help me, because regardless of what people may think, Ngata was a very good addition to the team. You know, they didn't use him as much as they should have, but when you look at what Ngata did when he was on the field, he was damn good. Now, what I would have liked to have seen him done, because I'm not a fucking Matthew Stafford fan, I would have loved to see our backup quarterback come in and do some more, because when Stafford was out last year for all them games for his injury, our backup quarterback carried us through that fucking season when we went to the damn playoffs. And motherfuckers don't give him credit for that. Stafford didn't take us to the playoffs. Our fucking backup quarterback did, Olsen. So I'm thinking that if you really look at everything and see what they're going to do, I would be weighing all that. You know, I really think we should use our backup quarterback more. I think that our punter, I think our kicker needs to fucking realize just like he got the job, he can lose it because I'm not happy with him, you know, just fucking missing damn some of that field goal, bitch. You know, that's why he got let go from fucking Denver. You know, people forget that's why fucking kickers are indispensable. They go through, you know, you go through kickers like you go through tampons. You know, and I just said they did not want to hear that analogy, but
even quicker than that.
All the motherfuckers that get fired anytime during the season. When you look at a kicker will get fired one day after he's been hired if he does the wrong thing. Therefore, you know, what is it? The year we made it to the playoffs, which was the year we got this kicker, we had already been through three fucking kickers already because motherfuckers didn't do the job.
Yeah, before,
now he came in and started kicking ass. Now, if he don't keep kicking ass, he going to get his ass kicked to the curb.
Yeah, because he's just there to kick the ball. All it takes is
that's
one game of multiple misses, and especially if it turns negative outcome of that game cut that day. That's no question about it. That's no question about it. And let's not. And these field goal kickers, it's not like, oh my God, that sucks. They have a job. No, most of them got degrees. You know, they got really big. You know, they got good jobs. This is just something they do. It's like they like the refs in a way. You know, they got decent jobs off the side. This is just something extra to do. It's not like, okay, well, he gets cut. Oh, man, that poor guy. Now he has no job. No, he got some other shit.
Now, this motherfucker still got money coming in, okay? You know,
yeah,
he's
don't feel bad.
Something because due to the nature of the fact that he is a field goal kicker, once he commits that, he has to have a job that will let him go like that because unlike everybody else, he's still got to be practicing all week long and motherfucker cannot become a couch potato. You know, so he has to be constantly working out. He has to get all these practices just like everybody else. But the difference is that if they cut his ass, 9 times out of 10, he's probably doing something where he could work out at home, where he's still bringing in probably 150, 200 G's a year. And I know people would say, really, I would say that, hell yeah, I'll say it with no problem, okay? These are not the dumb motherfuckers, okay? As a matter of fact, football players are not people that, when you look at all of the sports, football players are probably some of the most educated out of all of the sports, and I say that not knocking anybody else, but just when you look at football players, you know they're the only ones who cannot come straight out of high school. You could be a hockey player and go straight out of high school. You could be a basketball player and go straight out of high school. You could be a baseball straight out of high school. You cannot go to football straight out of high school.
I think basketball, they got rid of that. I think they got rid of that.
No, they could still do it.
They still? I could have sworn they don't have to do that no more. Or at least they have to do at least 1 year of college or some shit or whatever.
I think they might have to do 1 year of college, but remember, because look at it, we thought they were going to get rid of it when they brought Kobe in, and then what do we get? Dang.
Yeah.
You know. And I'm going to give him credit. He's a brilliant businessman. I'm never going to knock that.
Yes, we've said that. I've said that, too. Absolutely.
I'm still not a fucking fan of his, okay?
No,
he's an ass. This is why motherfucker got a brilliant business mind, but he's a rarity. Everybody who comes out of high school doesn't have that type of business sense. Now, don't give that credit to his mom because that bitch is a hoe.
No, that's nothing to do with her.
Yeah, I've said it. Mama is a hoe, you know. She needs to keep her pussy in her panties. You know, he needs to put a chassis belt on that shit.
Lock that shit up.
I know my son would be embarrassed. I mean, shit. My children are talking about my pictures that are out there. Wait a minute. I have a job where my pictures are supposed to be out there, and my children talk about mine out there. So can you imagine? I mean, she doesn't have that type of job, but I mean, this type of her pussy done got a workout.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, it definitely has. That's just
and I'm sorry, but anybody who knows basketball players, most of them, I'm going to speak from a woman's perspective because I'm not asking a man to weigh in on this. But most basketball players are tall.
Yeah.
Most tall men have big fucking dicks, okay? So that means, considering this type of men making her way through the damn NBA, her pussy is ripped the fuck up, okay? I'm just letting you know. I've been with two tall guys. I'm sorry, I got to go with motherfuckers under 6 feet tall. I can't do it. Bitch, like her fucking damn. I like my inside staying on the inside, okay? I'm just saying.
You know what?
Everybody might not agree with that, but I like my inside staying on the inside.
You want your uterus to fall out? Yes, exactly.
I don't want to be walking that bitch drop down and it's in my hand. You know? And I'm sorry, I've been with two tall guys, and one of them used to be a professional basketball player,
mm-hmm.
and the other one was just a really tall guy, and I would tell you, well, the other one played some type of basketball, but he was no professional, but yeah, shit big. So like I said, I know her pussy is fucking wore out. She needs that damn surgery, you know, the shit to tighten it back up. She needs
yeah.
that.
We'll do some stretches on a pussy in one of those workouts.
1 minute. No, them damn exercises ain't going to help that shit. She got to go get that shit closed back up because the way she's been going to the fucking NBA, that bitch needs the fucking shit to be sewn back up. As a matter of fact, LeBron needs to go get a fucking chassis belt with 3 locks on it and lock her shit up for a while.
Well, you know, you haven't seen her publicly since for a while. You don't see her in the crowd, you know, sitting by the bench. You don't even see her in the behind the scenes.
She's probably saw her fucking money off. She's probably saw her fucking money off of Shane's stuff.
Yeah, you need to hide your ass. No more of this shit. Don't even wait for me in the tunnel.
I mean,
just fucking stay home.
I mean, damn. No, you know what? She's probably in a suite. I won't say she's not there. She's probably in a suite now.
Well, maybe that.
You know?
That's true. That's a good point. You're right. You're probably.
I won't say she's not there. I'll say she's probably in a suite. But, you know, he's probably saying that fucking, you know, and he might have had her sign a contract saying you will not fuck anybody that I'm on the same team with. Because if she fucks, her sex life is not his business. It's the fact that she's fucking people on the same team as him.
Yeah.
You know.
It's not good. It's just not good.
And then his age, you know.
Yeah, like I said, I talked about this. And from a man's point of view, that's, nah. That's not a. I don't know. That's just not cool. Just saying. Now, speaking of people that athletes that not really like too much, I want to bring this up because even though it's somebody I really don't care for, I feel it's something unfair that's happened to this guy, in my opinion. Now, we didn't get a chance to talk about this last week, but they announced the class of 2016 of the NFL Hall of Fame. And, you know, every year when this happens, there's always somebody that gets left out. And you could have an argument, oh, maybe because, you know, just not on the first try because of numbers, or obviously there's politics involved. This one happens to be one of them. As far as the inductees, we had Tony Dungy, in the Hall of Fame, Brett Favre, that's a no-brainer. Edward DeBalo Jr., who was the owner of the 49ers during those dynasty years with Montana, that's obvious. Kevin Green, Marvin Harrison, who obviously that was Peyton Manning's receiver to go to most of the time when he was with the Colts. Orlando Pace. Ken the Snake Stabler, who, you know, I love when they do this. They had to wait the guy to die to finally put him in the Hall of Fame, which is, I think, is fucked up. Like, oh, he died. Oh, now we put him in the Hall of Fame. Meanwhile, he was, you know, he was a Hall of Fame type of player with the John Madden Raiders, Oakland Raiders back in the day. And Dick Stenfield was in the Hall of Fame. Now, the one guy I was not surprised he was not put in, but I was surprised in a way was T.O. Terrell Owens. Now, we all know that he's had.
You know what?
You know,
they just hate T.O. But T.O. as a player is a fabulous player.
Thank you.
You know, his personal life is the most public, fucked up personal life in the world. But when you look at it, T.O.'s personal life has nothing to do with his quality of a player.
Thank you.
You know, that's just like
you.
With Michael Vick. That has nothing
thank
about
you.
His quality
thank
as
you.
A player. And
thank
T.O.
You.
Is an asshole, you know, and I want to go from what I've seen. I don't know him personally. I don't know anybody who knows him, but I will tell you publicly just from what I've seen, he's an asshole, you know.
Oh, absolutely. But here's my point. This is my point.
As a player, damn, a player.
Yeah. See, now, this is where, you're right ahead of what I was about to make my point. Okay. Now, this is the problem with writers, and I actually did a little producing work here. I actually go to play a clip of a guy named Gary Myers, who's an NFL insider, and he actually writes for the New York Daily News. He was on Dan Patrick's show. Dan Patrick was in that day. It was some former NFL player that was covering for Dan Patrick's show, but he was interviewing Gary Myers. And he was basically asking him, about, so what's the difference between, I mean, no argument made by Marvin Harrison, because we all knew he's definitely a Hall of Fame player, no question about it, but why not Terrell Owens? What was the intake of the reason why? You know, and this is what this guy said. Now, bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. The beginning part of it, you're going to hear like some, you know, little music in the beginning. I couldn't edit it out. I'm sorry, but it gets right to the point. And you hear what Gary Myers, a.k.a. Big Bird, because he looks like a Big Bird motherfucker. You know, he looks like one of those. He looks like Big Bird with glasses on. Here's his reasoning. And when you hear the bullshit, just listen. Just listen very carefully. Read between the lines when you hear what he's saying. Hold on.
You're a Hall of Fame voter.
Yes.
Do you guys really believe that Marvin Harrison is a better wide receiver than T.O.?
Well, I'll tell you, and I'll take you inside the room on this. And it was the second longest discussion.
We got about a minute here, by the way.
Okay. It's the second longest discussion we had in the room other than Eddie DeBartolo. The bottom line on T.O. is he was so disruptive. Now, with LT, you don't count the off-the-field stuff. That's a mandate from the Hall of Fame. It's only what you've done on the field. The argument that was made in the room, and I agreed with this, is what T.O. did in the locker room is part of evaluating.
That counts? Why don't you just evaluate what's inside the white lines?
Because I think that the locker room is an extension of that. Because
but how do you really know what happened in the locker room?
But he tore teams apart.
But how do you really know that,
Gary? He's a Hall of Fame player that five teams couldn't wait to get rid of. So what does that tell you about how disruptive he was? I do think he will get into the Hall of Fame. I don't think there's any question about it. I don't know. I think what happened in the locker room and getting thrown off of five teams and being considered a cancer certainly prevented him from being a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Did most of the room agree?
Well, obviously, because he didn't make it past
right.
the final 10.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, when you hear that, I said, okay, here's a question. Last time I checked, like we just said, it's not the holier-than-thou Hall of Fame, okay? It is called the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's just like in baseball. See, baseball writers do the same fucking shit. And all, I don't know about hockey, so I can't speak for that. Or even basketball. Basketball's a little different. Basketball is not just NBA. It's college. You know,
it's all basketball. You know,
it's
when
all
they do
basketball.
The Basketball Hall of Fame, you know, you
yeah.
don't have to be a player to get into the Basketball Hall of Fame. And then the Basketball Hall of Fame has different levels of the Hall of Fame, because, and I'm
yeah.
sorry that I kind of just took over. But the
no.
Basketball Hall of Fame, you have the state level at a Hall of Fame that goes with it also. You just don't have the whole Basketball Hall of Fame. If you were an outstanding player at a certain school in a certain state, each individual state, and not all of the states have it, but some states have their own Basketball Hall of Fame. And these people can be in the NBA Hall of Fame, or you look at, you know, in the case of the Harlem Globetrotters that we talked about a couple of weeks ago, where they
yeah,
have
yeah.
Hall of Fame, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And nothing negates any of that, because you can be a fabulous college player and never make it to the pros, and that doesn't negate it. But in the case of the NFL, it's only based on what you're doing. And I agree with that shit. I didn't know what the fuck he did in the damn locker room. I'm sorry, they don't allow the fans to see what goes on in the locker room. So who the fuck is any of them? And I'm sure, and no, of course, that I'm not going to apologize to the person, you know, because I coach all the time. But who the fuck are any of these people to say that how disruptive he was in the damn locker room? Okay, if that's the case, then why not fucking judge when he fucking pissed, when he shit, how he said, if did he sit down or stand up when he pissed? You know,
mm-hmm.
come on now. They're
mm-hmm.
taking this to a brand new fucking level. A lot of that's fucking unnecessary. Come on, he was disruptive in the locker room. Okay,
yeah.
that's
mm-hmm.
just, that's just not, we're not allowed to see that stand. All I saw is what he did on the field. You know, I
yeah.
read a shit that he did in his personal life, because, you know, shit, he put part of his personal life on fucking reality TV. But
yeah.
that is fucking totally different. And, again, they said they cannot count his personal life. They can only
yeah.
count what he did on the field. Then why the fuck are you counting what he did in the damn locker room? And that bullshit to say that that's an extension of the goddamn field is utter bullshit. That's just like saying the shit that I did when I was 10 years old counts for the shit I did as a fucking adult. I'm sorry, unless I was a fucking damn self-raising lunatic and killing people at 10 and it carried over to an adult, you can't count any of that shit. Because I can't even tell you what the fuck I did when I was 10, okay?
Exactly. And the point here is he contradicts. He said, oh, well, he's a Hall of Fame player, just not a first ballot. But yet, look what the names he said. And this is perfect because I saw him play in his prime because I'm a Giants fan. They say, okay, off the field doesn't count, but the locker room does. Okay, that makes no fucking sense to me. It should be either all the – first of all, it should be none of that shit. The main, it's what he did on the fucking field. That's like, okay, with Lawrence Taylor, we all know his background. He did drugs. He had whores all over the place. But when it came to game time, he showed up, and he played extremely well. That's why he was given so much leeway. Bill Parcells did that because he knew, even though it didn't look good, for the other players, they, well, he gets away with it. Yeah, because he's the star player. And guess what? Even though he fucks around, he brings it when they play. He never dogged it. So that's totally different. So Terrell Owens shouldn't be penalized. Okay, was he a dick? Absolutely, he was an asshole. But that has nothing to do with his numbers. I mean, if you look at his numbers, he even has more receiving yards than Marvin Harrison does. And all of this is because... oh, he didn't give me an interview in the locker room. He never gave me time. So I'm gonna make sure he gets penalized. So that way he won't be a first ballot Hall of Famer. He'll just be a Hall of Famer. And he contradicted. Well, he's
okay,
a Hall of Famer.
So
that was a
basically,
like, huh?
Because
what?
He wouldn't give you a fucking interview. What he's saying is that because T.O. snubbed him. I mean, maybe, okay, if that's the case, let's look at the Super Bowl and look at what Cam Newton did. Are you saying that that's your power? And I would say no, because, you know, that doesn't negate how the guy plays. You know, he's 26.
Yeah, I was about to say, he still has a whole career ahead of him. So he definitely could,
you know,
he could be a much better player. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's bullshit. I mean, that's almost like, you know, I'm just going to call it what it is. That's like that bullshit of saying, you didn't share your toys with me on the fucking playground, so now I'm going to take it out on you.
Exactly. That, and it's all politics because they don't like him personally. So the way to get back at him is, okay, we ain't going to let him in the first ballot, which is a crying shame. That reminds me of what they did to Roberto Alomar, baseball player, you know, Hall of Famer. You know, he played for the Blue Jays and the Indians and the Orioles. And because he had a spitting incident back in 96 on a home plate umpire that he got into an argument with, they held that against him when he – became eligible for the Hall of Fame. He wasn't first ballot, but the next year they put him in. I was like, come on. See, that's what that said. Bitch bullshit. Like, okay, what he did in the past, all right, that was a bad moment. He apologized for it. He knew what he did wrong. Matter of fact, they became friends, him and the umpire, after the fact. So shit happens. And, you know, that the bottom line is what he does in the locker room, whatever it was, or off the field, has nothing to do with his on-field performance. We're counting his on-field performance. That's it. If that's the case, I mean, let's keep it real. We all know with the Ray Lewis situation, even though that was off the field,
Lord.
But yet he's in the Hall of Fame. Was not, and you know, hey, and to me, he belongs. But hey, let's not forget. I still think something went down there. But yet, well, that's different. Like, come on, see, that's that double standard. Is that bullshit? All right, like I said,
you
I'm
know
not
what?
A fan of
and
T.O.
And I'm
going to
tell you, you know
fair.
What?
I'm being fair.
You know what
I'm
I think they
fair.
Don't like about T.O.? Because T.O. did that reality show.
Yeah,
T.O.,
that's part of it.
T.O. took his name, and when his name was out there at the epitome of his height, he did what any other person would do. His career was at the fucking end. He knew that he was pretty much through, and he wanted to still capitalize on his name while he could. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
That's called being a business person. Come on, not fucking capitalize on their damn name, okay? I mean, everybody got to do what they got to do to make their money.
Exactly.
I mean, his damn name was still relevant out there at the time he did this. He capitalized on his damn name.
Thank you.
And that's
you
what I
what?
Don't understand. He did what
exactly.
everybody else would do. Just because they don't agree with reality TV, I'm sorry. You don't have to agree with it. But the man did what he needed to do to, as they say, at that point, promote the brand. And the brand is T.O.
Yeah, and...
I mean, we don't have to agree with it because this shit with Evelyn Lozado, we don't agree with. We don't like a lot of shit that he did, but guess what? The man on the field was a motherfucking beast, okay?
Thank you.
Harold Reddick, totally the motherfucker, was a beast
different.
On the field. And
totally
they
separate.
Don't like it because instead of him lying down and dying and being quiet when his career ended, he turned around and took that last little bit of fame that he had left and capitalized on it as long as he could. And it didn't matter because there is a saying in marketing, and these motherfuckers hate it. As there's a saying in marketing that all publicity is good publicity. And T.O. made money off of being bad and good. Therefore, the publicity worked in his favor, and that's what they fucking hate.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, here's the thing. One of these, I don't know who Peter Schreiner is, whoever he is, but he was saying on Twitter, he tweeted, T.O. one of a kind. Instead of bowing to hall voters and politicking, he comes out 4 days later to say, Chris Carter begged to get in. First of all, that's hilarious and probably true, and I never liked Chris Carter either. Second of all, who are you? If my numbers speak for itself, I ain't begging shit. Perfect example, Harry Carson, a defensive end of the Giants. It took him 15 years to get into the Hall of Fame. And he was mad about it, and it got to a point where he was like, look, I don't care no more if they put me in the Hall of Fame. And then they eventually did. He never bought, fuck you. I ain't bought, kiss my ass. My numbers speak for themselves. If I don't get put in the Hall of Fame, that looks bad on you. It don't look bad on me. I'm not bowing down to you. For what? For what? That's some bullshit. You mean that bullshit? Like I'm going to, oh, yeah, well, I should politic it. You know, or no, or it's a kiss your ass. No, my work speaks for myself. And that goes with not just in sports world, but just in the real world, too. My work speaks for myself. Now, I'm not naive to think there's politics involved when it comes to being promoted, but I'm not one of those people to kiss ass to get to where I need to go. If my work is not good enough, then fuck you. You know, that's it. Unless someone that's in upper management knows how I am, that's how probably I get in. But other than that, you know, I'm not going to do that. Oh, fuck no. And Terrell Owens shouldn't need to do that. And this is a person that doesn't care for Terrell Owens. But I'm being fair because the man, okay, he should have gotten first ballot because he was that type of player that was a first ballot, in my opinion. Now, he'll eventually get in, but, you know, they're going to make him wait. Now, maybe next year he will.
That's
or the year
saying,
after.
This is bullshit. You want this man to die on knee pads. And anybody with any amount of pride, I don't care if you're a man or a woman, you're not thrown on a pair of knee pads. I'm sorry, I do not. There, and I tell people, and people laugh at me even now. I'm sorry, but they don't make knee pads to go with the dresses that I wear.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, anybody who does not understand that, I wear dresses pretty much all the time. You'll always see me in a skirt or something other than when I'm working out. And what that means is that if I'm telling you they don't make knee pads to go with the dress that I wear, that means I'm not getting down, I'm not sucking pussy nor dick. You know,
you're
going to put me in based on how I am. And most adults with any type of self fucking pride, and I'm going to tell you that as a minority, we have more pride than anybody else because when you look at that Caucasian community, and I'm talking about strictly white people, these motherfuckers will lay on their back, they will suck a dick, they will lick a pussy. They will do what they have to do to get to the motherfucking top when they're not qualified. But you look at the Arab American community, you look at the Mexicans, the Puerto Ricans, the blacks, the Asian community. These motherfuckers don't suck dick or eat pussy to get it. They work for it. You got a handful in every community that will do it, but Caucasian Americans are the ones that will fucking suck dick and eat pussy. They will fucking go eat somebody else's pussy in front of their mama if they got to get the motherfucking job. They don't have to be qualified.
Yep.
Because there's a saying, it's not who you know, it's who you fucking blow. And that did not come from the minorities in this country. It came from the Caucasian community.
Yep.
And
bingo.
T.O. is not going to fucking suck somebody's dick to get into the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely not.
You know,
absolutely
Michael
not.
Vick is not going to suck somebody's dick to get into the Hall of Fame.
And he will be.
Nobody
be.
Other than a Caucasian American will suck a dick to get into any Hall of Fame. And I'm saying that honestly, and for people who don't like the way I'm saying it, I'm being politically correct by saying Caucasian because I got another word that I would rather fucking use, but I'm not going to use it because then I'll really get, you know, should the FCC might actually start censoring the damn internet radio.
We don't want to be the reason for that to happen on internet radio.
I know. Caucasian America, Caucasians will do it. Men and women, you know.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
There's not a
You're
fucking
right.
career. No career is excluded. And that's the one thing that everybody can agree upon. I don't care what career, your career could be picking up dog shit. If you think that you want that dog shit picking up job over a person that's a minority, you will go fucking suck that motherfucking dick just so you can pick up the dog shit and that minority can't have that job. That's what you would do, even if you ain't qualified for it. A Caucasian does not have to know how to read and write to get a job. They just got to know how to suck a dick and lick a pussy.
Yep.
And be friends with somebody and hang out with them and go play golf with them and laugh at their stupid-ass jokes. And That's all they got to know how to do. No other minority will play that fucking game. No other minority.
No. No. Yeah, and you hit it right on the head, just like I said it. You felt my anger when I expressed what I said, because we're both on the same page. And this is proven fact. This is what we're about. You know, regardless if it's somebody we don't like or do like, if we see some bullshit, we're going to call out on it. And this is what this is. And I don't care for Terrell Owens, but I do respect him as what he did on the field. I mean, look in the Super Bowl against the Patriots. He was injured. He had like a major injury to his leg. He practically carried that Eagles in that game. And they almost won. Had what's his name? I can't believe I forgot his name. Their quarterback didn't start throwing up on the field. But he did a damn good job. He would have won MVP had they beaten the Patriots. He played outstanding in that Super Bowl, and he was injured. He didn't have to play. I'm just saying, let's get off of this holier-than-thou fucking soapbox. This is why I fucking hate with some of these writers, these sports writers, and all these people.
What makes these sports writers qualified to be a sports writer? Because back in our day, and I know everybody's. It's like, damn, you act like you old. But it used to be that your sports writers and your sports people knew every fucking sport. And normally not trying to be funny, but these were people who wanted to play the sport, but for whatever reason could not play it. They were not rejects by no means. It was just that they were really interested in it. You had Howard Cosell love boxing, you know, and everybody knows that. I mean, as much as he fucking argued with Muhammad Ali, he respected that man to the utmost. And he knew that sport. You know, how many, and I'm going to call it out because there's a lot of women who do sports, and I'm not saying that women don't know sports because I know sports. But how many of these women truly are sports fans? I'm sorry, when I look at ESPN and I see a black woman with braids sitting back and the guys are talking and she really ain't saying shit, I wonder if she's there just so they can say they made it their minority quarter by having a woman there because she doesn't seem like she really knows the game. But when you see somebody like, I can't remember the chick's name, but she's a Caucasian woman. When you see her on the field interviewing somebody, what does she really know about the game? And these are the questions I always start there because Hannah Storm, who is a fabulous sportscaster, and I remember when she was here in Detroit, so that's how I really know her. I know that she knows sports. I know the female sportscasters who really know sports, and there's only a handful of them that actually truly know the game.
Yeah, they're not just there for
eye candy. The rest of them I don't have a respect for, not because I'm hating, but because I truly feel that they are there as a quota versus a really love of it because it used to be, I'll use the NFL as a perfect example. You don't see a female send it that desperate Jim Brown in them, okay? You know why? Because when you're looking at Jim Brown, what's my boy who's on Kelly and whatchamacallit? The guy who has the show in the daytime.
Well, usually it's Jim Brown Well, Jim Brown's not on Fox no more. He's been on CBS. You're thinking of the other guy. I forgot the other guy's name.
No, but what I'm saying, but when you look at emails,
I know you talk about
sports,
you
never see
you know,
emails.
Michael Strahan.
I'm
going to
say anything to football.
You know,
Tony Bradshaw. Michael Strahan. But my whole thing is that you don't see a female sitting up there, not because she's not qualified, but because these guys are speaking from experience. You know, and I can speak for the love of the game. I've never played football. You know, my aunt is much better qualified. She was a semi-pro player. Mm-hmm. You know, but you don't have, you know, what happens when you look at the commentators that do sports, and I'm talking about on ESPN and SportsCenter, most of these guys are former football players with, you know, the females, other than what you call it on Good Morning America, she's the only sports figure that I know that has a real job. That was, you know, that's done something. And when I say that, and I'm sorry that Robin, the one
that
is
the one who had cancer. The one who had cancer, you're talking about, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's good. I like her. Yeah.
You know,
like
and she doesn't even do sports. But
she's
I would respect it more if she did them. Because she knows
she
like the back of her fucking hand.
Yeah, back
she's
in the day she did.
She's a player.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
She's excellent.
But the majority of these females that are out there have never played a fucking sport. Breaking a nail is not playing a sport. And I'm not trying to be fucking sexist about it. I'm just keeping it real.
It's true. Yeah, it's not being sexist. Yeah, sometimes when we talk, it's not racial. It's not being racist. It's not being, you know, sexist. It's just facts. You know. So people got to understand the difference. But a lot of people don't understand that. They jump the gun and just pick out what you say and put their own agenda twist to the fucking shit, which bothers
me. I know boxing. I think I could commentate boxing. You know, I could make comments on boxing because I know boxing.
You better than me.
I've been a boxing fan since I've been little. I grew up watching boxing. I grew up with a dad where, you know, I've been to boxing matches. You know, I think that qualifies me. You know, some people might say it doesn't, but in my opinion, I believe it qualifies me because I'm not speaking on, oh, they said that was a good fight. I'm speaking because I'm looking at a fucking fight, yelling and screaming and saying, that shit is fucked up. What the fuck was that? And damn, that was a fucked up fight. And I'm sitting here talking about it. And me and you have had conversations, and you'd be like, I didn't see that match. Oh, well, I saw it. Let me tell you this motherfucker did. You know?
And I'll go back and rewatch it
and be like, damn, that was fucked up. Or if the ref made a bad call, you know, because that's what I know. And like I said, I just have a problem because I feel that the sportscasters don't really have a niche. And I think that's on the national level because on the local level, I'm going to speak for Detroit only.
Absolutely.
Because these are the ones that I see.
I understand.
We've got two excellent females here, and they know the game, you know. But first of all, when you look at these women, you can tell they know the game, you know. It's one, she's had a couple of children, but hell, if I met her on the street, I would run, okay? But she looked like she played, I don't know what the hell she played in high school. She had to play something. And I can't think of her name right now, but we have another one. Her name is Jamie, and both of them are on NBC.
Okay.
When I say that both of them, one is on NBC and one is on Fox, but they're both on the local stations. But when I say that these women, when they talk with that confidence. You can tell this is not a script they're looking at. You can tell that their husbands probably, their children probably hate them. I won't say their husbands. Their husbands probably love the fact that they do sports, and they ain't got to worry about it. But they probably get annoyed because that's all they do, you know. They probably don't get the girly shit that they really want, even though they're feminine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the husbands probably get probably pissed about it. But what I would say is that these women on the local level seem to know their sports. On the national level, I really have to wonder, you know, what qualifies them other than going to journalism school, you know. And I think just because you go to journalism school, doesn't mean that you're qualified. We had the traffic lady who just left here and went to Cincinnati.
Okay.
She was a Miss Michigan. She actually competed in the Miss USA pageant.
Ooh.
Well, a lot of us did not know. And I'm going to say this to prove my point. Well, a lot of us did not know was that while she was doing the morning news, she was actually going back to her master's in meteorology and weather. Okay, that word I can't pronounce. So she's actually, she's a weather broadcaster in Cincinnati now. She works along with the weather guy here that, you know, that's where her interest came, and she was already in college. So I give her credit. You know, she didn't just say, oh, well, I'm interested in this, and I got a pretty face, even though she does have a pretty face. I'm not going to knock her. Shit, I mean, hell, I wish I could have got a scholarship to go to college and look good, you know, and then take that and capitalize on it with a college degree and a good-paying job. So I'm not mad at her. Let's get that clear for everybody who's listening. I envy her. But she knows what she's doing. And if she would have chose sports, I'm sure that she would have learned sports. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And she would have been good at it because she wouldn't have been just, oh, well, I do this.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm wrong, you know. If one of the national women who actually is on one of these stations, be it that you're black or white, actually know these sports and isn't the face to meet the quota of the station or the network, let me know. Because I stick with my opinion.
Absolutely.
You don't see Layla Ali on there. And I love Layla Ali. I would respect it more if Layla Ali was out there.
The only place I've seen her on is on CBS Sports Network. What's the name of that show? It's an all-woman sports show. And they talk about what's going on. She's there like every other week. I forgot the name of it. I forgot the name of it, but it's her with a whole bunch.
But you get my point that, you know.
But she's good.
Give me somebody that I could respect versus somebody that I'm like, what the hell are you doing here?
Yeah, and trust me, there are a lot of those.
Because have you noticed that the female sportscasters, I mean, Ronda Rousey, if they decided to have her do sports, or she decided she wanted to be a sportscaster, I will respect her. You know, I'm going to keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though I'm not an MMA fan, I think that it's a sport that, you know, probably somebody made up because there was no other way to do it. You know, they couldn't box. So, I don't know. You know,
they got tired of how boxing was going, so look, we need our own shit.
Yeah, you know, whatever. But I still respect her. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to eat because I'm not going to eat while I'm on the air.
I was just about to say, ain't it feeding time for the queen?
Yes, it's feeding time. But tomorrow night we will be back with Chanel Hart.
Yes, can't wait. By the way, real quickly, are we going to get into, because as we speak today, you know about that California condom act, that shit that's been going on? You know, they've been
it's been going on for years. I haven't.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't been following it lately. I don't know if they're doing another moratorium, but for anybody who doesn't understand, I'm going to tell you what I know about it, and maybe something else will come out. What I know personally about it, because I actually followed it for the longest, especially when they did it. That's only, what a lot of people don't realize, that's not all of California. It's only in San Bernardino County. The majority of the porn studios are not in San Bernardino County.
No.
They're trying to get it statewide. So it really affects a small area. Much small. They're making it as if it's a big area, but it's really much smaller than they're saying. Because Wicked is not affected by it because Wicked doesn't film in San Bernardino County. A lot of the major studios do not film in San Bernardino County, which they've made it bigger than what it is. It's still a major thing because if they go rent a house there and they choose to film, then they have to adhere to all this shit. So San Bernardino County has lost a lot of money because if anybody knows the adult industry, they will, if there's a beautiful house and they want to use that house to do a film, they're going to pay for it to use their house.
Yep.
So the people who own these homes are losing money because, naturally, if they're in San Bernardino County and they don't want to use condoms, and I personally think that if you're in an industry like the adult industry, you should not be mandated to do something, especially in that particular industry. I understand about safety, but let's get something real.
Yeah.
I think that it should be the choice of each individual performer.
Yep.
And I think that if you want to perform without condoms, that is a choice that you make. But I still think that precautions should be taken if that's a choice that you make. I don't think that as a citizen or a person in government that government should be telling you that when you're doing your job, you have to do this. You're not a food handler. You're not feeding 5 million people. And I'm sorry, the adult industry is the safest industry out there because they take more precautions than anybody else.
Thank you.
You know, you have your hit and misses with them when things happen, but that's not the norm. And it really gets me that they want to regulate something that needs no regulation. They have been self-regulating for over a fucking century. And let's keep it clear, people, over a century. Porn did not come around in the 70s and 80s. Porn has been around since the fucking century. The fact that they want to regulate what's been going on, I mean, if you ever look at some of these shows on HBO and Showtime, they'll show you the history of porn. And the first porns were in black and white, you know, and some of the shit they was, I mean, you had, bitches had hairy pussies,
and, hairy muffin, yes.
You know, they had hairy pussies, and they were doing this. And, you know, the films were out there. They were silent movies, but, I mean, shit, fucking is fucking. I don't care if it's silent or not.
Yeah.
And people have been having sex for centuries. And who, if that's the case, what are you going to start doing? Telling people that they got to use a condom when they have sex in their house? You know, you're basically, I mean, at that point, you're saying that husband and wives are the only ones that will be allowed to have sex without condoms. And I don't agree with that. I think that if I don't want to have a husband, which I'm not that person who says that, let's get that clear, I want my husband. Okay? But if I were a woman who did not want to get married but wanted a child, and the man that I chose to have sex with agreed that I wouldn't hold him to anything but that I just wanted a baby, and we agreed upon that, are you going to tell me that because we're not married that we can't have unprotected sex? Bullshit. You know, and this is a case of government overstepping the boundaries.
Yep.
You know,
absolutely.
I have a big problem with that. I will stand by that. And I'm sure that, and I'm going to say this, because I know that we're going to have some fucking damn Christians, and I'm a Christian. I'm a God-fearing Christian, okay? Anybody who knows me know that I say Jesus is going to get you for that or you're going to hell. I would tell a person they're going to hell, okay?
Absolutely.
Sometimes I tell you I'm going to hell for some of the things I say.
Yes.
But, you know, let's keep it real. But what I will also tell you is that if it weren't for sex, you wouldn't have these fucking Christians out here, okay? So all you Christians who want to sit there and point fingers, last time I checked, did nobody get pregnant through Immaculate Conception other than Mary, okay? You know, just want to put that reminder out there. You know, Mary is the only one that got pregnant through Immaculate Conception. The rest of us had to have somebody take a dick out and a pussy.
Yep.
You know, and some lady trapped a man sometimes. You know, there are some women who have told that same aside that I'm on birth control.
Yep.
And they've gotten pregnant. There are some men who said, don't worry, baby, pregnant, I can't have no kids. There are some people who have said, I don't like the way they feel. There's every reason out there. But for all you Christians, regardless of the reason, let's get one thing clear. That you didn't have nobody had a condom on when you was conceived, okay? At the end of the day, a condom was not used for you to be here. So while you pass a judgment on people, remember, if it wasn't for that man and that woman who did not use a condom or did not pull out or practice whatever method they were thinking about practicing, your boy wouldn't be here to be spewing the holy or the thou shit. Like I said, I love God and I fear God. But I'll also tell you one thing. I got 2 children and I didn't use a condom either time with them motherfuckers. Okay?
And it didn't magically show up in your uterus either.
And I never had some big bird with a pelican mouth deliver a baby to me.
No, no.
I'm still looking for the fucking stork, you know, because I got some problems with his ass. You know, I'm just going to keep it real. Me and the stork got to have some damn talk, because I want to trade in one of my damn children.
I was going to say, I want to send this back.
Yeah. You deliver the wrong fucking child to me, shit.
Yeah, can I talk to the customer service, please? But anyway,
there is some fucking immaculate conception going on here.
Yeah, exactly. Keep it real. Let's just stop
it. So all you damn Bible thumpers, understand this.
I understand where you're coming from, but I'm not
on your fucking side either.
Exactly. Okay? You don't have to watch it. This is enough. Stop forcing down your beliefs down people's throats. Stop it. Stop it. Shit. To always agree. But respect what I do.
For all you Bible thumpers, I got some toys for you. Tomorrow night we'll talk about my toy testing that I did. You know,
I
used a couple of toys this week. But
I can't wait for that.
I got some toys for you guys. You know, I got
Shit
that y'all can use, you know. So y'all come back tomorrow night, so it's all about 6:16, more sex.
Yes.
And I will let you know.
Yeah. No holding back here.
No.
You will know. And by the way, if you don't believe it or not, I am the host of this show, SBS Free Sports. Believe it or not, I just love being on here regardless. It doesn't matter. I hope you all enjoyed this hour and 17 minutes. That's right. It's like every week we've gone over at least 15 plus minutes. But hey, because we're having fun and we're giving you, dropping that knowledge. That's what we do here. So tune in tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for all about sex, sex, and more sex with Ms. V, the Toy Lady, and yours truly. And we'll have Chanel Hart as our guest. Oh, you know Craig is calling again.
I love Chanel.
Yeah, she's awesome.
I love Chanel.
She's cool. So that's going to be another great show. So until then, you all have a good evening. Time for you to eat, Queen. So chaperone, serve Miss V her dinner. Let's get this going. We'll bid you all adieu until 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. For it's all about sex, sex, and more sex here on V's After Dark Radio. You have a good evening, everybody. And as I always say, layers and tomatoes. Peace out. Bye, Miss V. Go eat. Go have you eat.
Have a good evening, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye.